Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Wilco's Solid Sound Festival is taking over the campus of Mass MoCA in North Adams, Massachusetts this weekend, and I am joined now by keyboard and synth player for Wilco, Michael Jorgensen. Jorgensen is a Grammy Award-winning musician, engineer, and composer. Since 2002, he's been a recording and touring member of Wilco, while cultivating multiple side projects, and in recent years, he's shifted some focus toward composing for film, television, and beyond. In addition to the two customary sets with Wilco on Friday and Saturday nights, It's All It Sound Jorgensen will be performing new work in Club B10 at 4:30 on Friday. Michael Jorgensen, welcome to the Roundtable.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
What is your favorite thing about the Solid Sound Festival?
When it's over.
Really?
I'm kidding.
No, it could be. It is a lot for you all.
It's a fever dream, typically. We're usually in North Adams for sometime prior to the weekend, rehearsing, tour managing our own families, and rehearsing and preparing for not only the Wilco performances, but our own projects, and trying to go see as much music, keep the kids from melting down, and you know, keeping them fed, and then socializing and, you know, meeting people that maybe I don't know that I'd like to know, seeing old friends, and all in the wonderful confines of the Mass MoCA campus and all that Mass MoCA sort of represents. Makes me feel patriotic. Like this is, you know, America at its best. It's a real potent, compressed amount of energy and activity. And I'm kind of joking when I say that I'm looking forward to when it's over, but there is a sort of a relief and a sense of satisfaction. Like, okay, you did it again.
Yeah, you did it again. The best time of every other year. How many kids do you have and what are their ages, if you don't mind?
I've got two boys. They are 10 and 13.
10 and 13. All right. So have they been to every festival?
Yes. And perhaps without revealing too much, they're also fairly likely conceived at early Solid Sounds.
That's
so
funny.
They've been there in spirit since 2010, since the very first one. So, but yeah, they love it, and they have a very different experience than I do. It's a bit challenging at times to kind of navigate having the family and being dad and, you know, rock musician and social butterfly.
Yeah. Well, it must be a challenge you face, not just this weekend of every other year, but generally. I mean, that's what you're balancing all the time.
Yeah.
When you're on the road, especially, or recording.
It's fairly acute.
The Friday Wilco set at Solid Sound for the last number of festivals has been a themed set. There was a cover set. You'd played whole albums all the way through. There was local karaoke where people from the area or people attendees sang the lead on songs, and it was thrilling. You're playing a deep cut set on the Friday night of this year's festival.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to anything in particular about that?
Yeah. We've been discussing the set list and trying to kind of come up with some like algorithm to determine what categorizes or what qualifies as a deep cut. And, you know, we're looking at the requests that come in from the website. And then there are some songs that we've all played just a handful of times, maybe together. Some songs that I don't think we've ever played in this lineup. Is that even possible?
It could be, right?
Maybe. Like, and then, and then there's like some songs that maybe we've only like tried once or twice and didn't happen for whatever reason. But it's not without a degree of difficulty trying to get back into the mindset of where we were when we were making some of these records, when we were, as you know, records that contain this current lineup, and then before. And so it's going to be really fun. And I think there was a general sense of wondering how much of the stuff that we don't play is going to be engaging and not sort of like what Wilco is very good at is like a mid-tempo, couchy kind of vibe. And so Friday night festival crowd, that might not be quite the right energy. There will be some of that, but, you know, Jeff put together a pretty great list at the moment. So I think for sort of the diehards, even the non-diehards. It'll be a fun show.
I attend Solid Sound with just a heart full of trust for whatever you guys have curated and put together. So
That's very sweet. Thank you.
I hope that other people, you know, share that.
That's one of the like remarkable components of our audience and our fans, is that there is what you just said, this trust and faith in what it is that we're trying to do. and it's really remarkable. I don't have that kind of a relationship with other bands necessarily, but it's really meaningful. That's the best way to say it.
Years ago now, decades even, you started with Wilco as a studio and road kind of presence. Mm-hmm. How did it happen that you were made a full member of the band? And when it happened, was it meaningful for you? Was it a substantial transition, or did you already feel kind of in?
I guess like most things in my life, nothing happened in a quote unquote normal way. I was working at a recording studio in Chicago, Soma Studios. Wilco came to mix Yankee Hotel Foxtrot there with Jim O'Rourke. That's when I met Jeff, and I knew Jim a little bit prior to that. They came in and mixed Yankee Hotel Foxtrot there, and I was probably one of the first sort of outsiders to hear that record. And my impressions of what Wilco were back then were embarrassingly reductive, possibly. I was thinking that like, oh, this is kind of like a Tom Petty sort of a band, you know. And no, it's not a slight against Tom Petty, but it was just a sort of a rootsy, rocky band that in my post-art school snobbery, that wasn't where I was expecting to be challenged musically. And when I heard Break Your Heart and then the rest of the Yankee Hotel Foxtrot material, I was like, oh, wait a minute. There's a lot more going on here than I was assuming there was. And this was also the time when Jay Bennett left the band. And Jeff called me at the studio saying like, hey, just so you know, it's probably not going to be an issue, but in case this comes up, Jay is no longer with the band. And so just wanted to let you know that not to anticipate him coming to the studio. And for no good reason whatsoever, I at that moment thought, I'm going to be in Wilco. And, you know, God bless, you know, the youthful boldness, you know, immortality. I don't know what it is, just ambition. And at the time I was doing a lot of work with using the computer to make music and find challenging sounds. But the part of the musical dialogue that I didn't really have as good of a handle on was some of the very sort of elemental basics of songwriting and rock music construction. And that to me was like the big learning experience with Wilco, is learning about constructing a song, constructing something, and having it be imbued with emotion in the studio. And for my, you know, holier than thou, cool kid / you know, emotionally unavailable mentality at the time, that was really revolutionary in a way for me. And still is. It was a big transition. And then Jeff asked me to come and do some of these laptop treatments and sound manipulations live on tour. And I was like, yeah, that sounds awesome. I would love to do that. I was on the crew pushing road cases for the first tour, and then set up to the side of the stage, kind of like, you know, almost like a Wizard of Oz type character in a way. Right. Or Brian Eno and Roxy Music. I know there's a few precedents for this role. And then while that tour in 2002, God, this is ancient history at this point, but there were moments from songs that weren't being covered because there simply weren't enough hands on stage in the band to do it. So I would say like, oh, you know, I can cover this little moment here and this thing here, and I can play this. And so I was like on the side of the stage playing. And then slowly I was like, is it okay if I get a keyboard and start learning and playing some more songs? And nobody said no. So I'm still waiting for that to happen. But yeah, it was an unconventional trajectory, I think is probably the, it wasn't like I was sought after and secured because of my musical ability. I was really learning on the job quite a bit and continue to.
Well, it sounds like you took my dad's only good advice, which is make yourself invaluable.
Yeah, no, that's that's a good way to put it. And
but you are, of course, very musically talented, Michael.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Your parents are from Denmark and Norway. You grew up in New Jersey. You've lived many places, including Chicago and Ojai. Does the location and foundation influence your artistic output? Does it influence the music you create where you are and where you're from?
Yes, it does. But I think maybe more in a practical sense. When I moved here to California from Brooklyn in 2011, I suddenly didn't have to spend 45 minutes to an hour taking the subway to my studio space that I would only have access to because of the arrangement I had with my studio sort of roommates, studio mates, 2 days a week or 3 days a week or whatever the arrangement was. And so I had far more time to work on music here in California, just because my in-laws have a space that they're like, just come to California and you can have a studio in this, you know, empty garage. And I was like, okay, great. That sounds awesome. Again, it wasn't necessarily the landscape, which is beautiful and wonderful here, inspiring something. It just was, again, more of a, oh, I have more time to work on stuff.
You are listed as playing a solo set. What can you tell us about what you have planned for your non-Wilco performance time at Solid Sound?
Well, it is currently in development. So what do I want to say about it? I really want to kind of keep a lot of it as much of a surprise as possible at this point.
I'll allow it.
I don't know if you maybe follow my Instagram account, but I recently, just in the last few days, posted a clip of me from my high school talent show in 1989, playing a song that I wrote on stage with keyboards and synthesizers and drum machines. And so there's going to be this kind of material in the presentation. It's a big risk for me in a way, creatively and, I don't know, perhaps emotionally in some way, to do what I'm intending to do. And I'm banking on the support of the audience to be there. And I'm in ironically trying not to talk this up. Now I feel like I've placed a lot more importance on it than maybe deserves necessarily or should have.
From this conversation, I'm trying to put together two thoughts and then I'll say them out loud and you'll tell me if I'm right.
Okay.
Is what you're creating for Solid Sound something that when you were as a self-identified cool kid 20-ish years ago, you wouldn't have thought to make something like this?
Yeah, I think that's very accurate and very perceptive.
Michael Jorgensen of Wilco. The Solid Sound Festival is at Mass MoCA this weekend. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.